Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, a message of hope. Hello, by the way. A message of hope. I was cycling here to do the podcast and I thought I had stomach flu. I asked God, the Lord, our Saviour, to take it away. Little do you know, I'm 90% better now. I did also have some crisps and Diet Coke, but you cannot know what's what. You know, God also created Diet Coke and crisps, so you tell me. Anyway, lovely to start on a positive, isn't it? What have I been up to? I hear you cry. Well, I went to go and see Self Esteem. Brilliant, actually. She's been on the podcast. Go check it out. A lot of girlies crying. A lot of men there too, which I like to see, which you wouldn't be surprised about. Would you? We were. I saw Kim Noble's show this week as well. Now, I don't want to do any spoilers. It's an amazing show. If you want to see someone get off with their mum and stick a maggot down the dick, then you really, there's no other show that's going to be doing that sort of stuff. Wowee, it's good. I hope I haven't ruined it with too many spoilers, but you need to be aware, really. You know, it should have a warning on it. Funny, moving, sickening. It's gorgeous. Go see it. And today I've got Fleur East on the show and I was very excited. She's so glamorous and she can sing so well. She's like a beautiful angel. We took our shoes off. I put eyeliner on before she came. I didn't want her looking at me like a peasant. And we had a lovely old chat. She's great. Her new single, Count the Ways, is out now. Have a little listen to that. And we had a lovely chat. It's called Chat. Natter speaking. So I hope you enjoy it and I hope you're well in yourself, okay? I'm very excited today to speak to Fleur East because, well, I've put eyeliner on, you know that.
Very nice.
The girlies are taking our shoes off.
Yes.
Oh, we're getting cozy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Excited to be here.
How was your gig at the chapel?
Oh my goodness. It was really emotional.
Was it?
Yeah, because I've performed a lot, but I've very rarely done my own headline show, like just me. So it was scary. It was emotionally overwhelming the week leading up to it. I was terrified that no one was even going to come. You know, it's like, yeah, this is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Is anyone even going to get a ticket? Like it just, It was horrible. A few hours before the gig, the promoters came in and they were like, right, so we're just writing down the names. So completely sold out. We can't let anyone else come in. And I was like, no.
Oh.
And then I felt even more pressure because I was like, people are actually coming now.
Yeah.
I need to deliver. But it was absolutely amazing. All my family came. Oh. All the Strictly lot came to watch.
Oh.
Me and Vito danced together.
No, no. That is the audience. Yeah. The audience are having a dream time.
It was amazing. Yeah,
oh, they love it. Little bits like that as well. Like if the gig's already like amazing. And then like I saw Self Esteem the other day and Mr. Blobby came on at the end.
Oh.
Just a little extra. It's just a little
there you
extra.
Go. Mr. Blobby at her gig, Vito at mine.
Vito,
there you go.
Something for everyone. Oh, I like that. But you've done loads. I'm surprised you were really nervous. You've done like so many things. Jungle, Strictly, everything. So how come? But I guess everyone still gets nervous.
Oh, I always get nervous. And someone said to me, if you don't get nervous, it means you don't care.
Yeah.
Like you need the nerves. It means that you want to do well.
Yeah.
So I see it as a good thing. And usually the more nervous I am, the better the show goes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's opposite for comedians, I think. For me, like, if I'm nervous, I can't be in the moment as much, so I can't, like...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, but I was saying before we started, I'd love to be able to sing and dance. Do a little routine, a dance routine with your friends. Is there anything nice?
Oh, it's just great. I do love it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Who choreographed your new single, where you're in orange shirts?
So Ainsley Ricketts choreographed that. He's an amazing dancer.
Yeah.
And me and my husband are, like, these talent scouts, like me and my husband Marcel. We just meet people. And then we like bring them into our fold.
Yeah.
So he wasn't that well known actually when my husband came across him. I think he found him on like Instagram or
yeah,
something.
Right.
And was like, "You're amazing. Do you want to work with my wife? Because she's the singer."
He hadn't asked you.
I'm like, yeah. And it was just like, and most people that we work with now and we've worked with for years, we found that way. Just either at gig or on Instagram or online somewhere.
You settled down quite early with your husband, did you? How old were you?
So we got together when we were 22.
Whoa.
And we've been together 13 years and we got married 3 years ago.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Love of your life.
Yeah.
But then your song's about heartbreak.
Oh, yeah. I went back.
You went back.
I had to go to
back.
Throwback emotion there.
Yeah.
To my first heartbreak.
Oh. Mm.
So it was real emotions.
Does your husband mind?
No. He's like, yeah, I mean, that's your lived experience.
Yeah.
He's into fashion. He's a fashion designer. He's a creative director. So he understands art and, you know, how you have to dig deep. And
your name's Fleur and he's French.
I know.
Discuss.
Discuss. Wild coincidence. Mm. It's really weird. I know.
French accent. Man. French accent is sexy.
It is. But now his accent is a weird mashup of so many things. So he's a chameleon, firstly. When he's talking to someone, he adopts their accent.
Right, yeah.
So it's always changing, forever changing. But then he's got a bit of his French accent still. And then he sounds really London because he's been with me so long.
Right.
So it's really weird.
You've done so many things. And yet I want to ask you if you've met Richard Madeley.
I have.
Yeah. How was your experience?
It was amazing, actually. I went to do extra camp in the jungle.
Yeah.
So I went to Australia for a week and spent a few days with him and absolutely loved it.
Did you?
Yeah, it was great.
Do you think he's a raving Tory? That's one of my issues with him.
Luckily, we didn't get onto any politics whatsoever.
Right. Yeah.
It was more about life experience and he has a story for everything.
Yeah.
And he's so enthusiastic and bubbly. And
is he?
Like, I loved being around him.
I like his book. He says about he dropped his baby on his head a couple of times and Julie went mad at him.
See, this is what I mean. Yeah. He just comes out with these things. You never know what he's going to say.
Yeah. And I also wanted to ask what it was like doing Butlins. Because you've got star quality. I can't imagine you at Butlins.
Do you know what's so funny? So the other day, I'm on and off with TikTok. And at the minute, I'm kind of like really obsessed with it. Yeah. So I was just looking through things and I was like, oh, I've never looked at things I've been tagged in before.
Yeah.
So I went on and went into a deep dive. And there's this account. I don't know what it's called. But it basically looks into musicians that have been wronged. And I was on this account, right? And there was a video of me at Butlins. And the caption was something like, the music industry has done her dirty. And then it was like a video of me on stage at Butlins. And all these people were like, nah, man, that's out of order. She was playing that sax. And now she's at Butlins and all this. So I was like, guys, it's a pretty good gig.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't bad.
Loads of people play Butlins, actually.
But I honestly loved it. And I was really surprised at the amount of people that come. Like, it was like thousands in the audience.
Yeah, older people that went to Butlins as they were kids or like, you know, like actually like 30, 40 years, love going to Butlins for gigs. Like it's...
I know, it's a completely different world. I wasn't even aware of how popular it was. Butlins is doing all right.
People have got an old thing about Butlins in their head.
Yeah.
Well, I have a little bit because I went there as a kid and it was different. It was very different.
Oh, it was very different.
Yeah. Someone asked me if I wanted to go to a Mars bar party and then I asked what it was and it was very rude.
A Mars bar party?
It's when boys stick a Mars bar up at the foof of a girl.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Thanks for the warning.
I was only 12. So
because I would have been like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I love it. I love chocolate.
Love food. Love chocolate.
We'll spread yourself out. Oh, dear. Yeah, different buffet. So, yeah, but I think it's changed a lot.
A different kind of buffet.
Oh, you do a radio show very early.
I do a radio show, a breakfast radio show on Hits Radio.
With two boys.
Yes, James Barr and Matt Haslam.
I'd go two girls, one boy.
Oh, yeah, is that what
you're saying? Yeah, because I just think there's too many men in stuff.
Yeah, there is that.
It's either got to be even or one more woman.
But what's quite nice about our group is that we're all so different. So we've got Matt, who's married with a wife and two kids. And then you've got James Barr, who is a proud gay man, very representative of the LGBTQ community, like brings a lot of those issues, talks about his life on the show. And then there's me, you know, woman of colour. Okay. Like, it's real mix.
I'm back
We're very different. Now, I hear what you mean. I mean, I'm all about supporting women. All my latest creative and everything is featuring
all
women.
I saw that. Your director's a woman. Mm-hmm. All the girls and girlies and the
set
band.
Set designer.
Yes.
Full female band. I had at my gig just last week.
Yeah.
I love it. I just love it.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Are you ready for the touch quiz?
It's not
touch
rude.
Quiz, yeah.
It sounds rude.
It sounds rude, but it's not. You've got five questions. It's near impossible, you'd be pleased to know. Five questions to see what I'm thinking about. And I'm just thinking about it in here, in my head.
Okay.
I'll help you out a bit on the
way.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know how well this is going to go.
Some people get it, but I do give them clues.
Okay.
Flair's just sort of staring at me at the moment.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the vibe of what you may be thinking about.
It's a good approach. I'll think about it now really hard. Hang on. I'll close my eyes.
Is it an instrument?
No.
Ooh.
It's not.
It's something you can touch.
Yeah, you get something you can touch, and it might hurt you to touch it.
Is that a clue?
Yeah, that's a clue.
Is it a plant?
No, that's three questions. Oh dear, I need to give you more clues. It's not a plant, but you might find it in a plant, hiding in a plant.
Hiding in a plant. Is it a needle?
Oh, it's got needles on it. That's a very good question. It's got needles on it. Well, it's sort of, I don't know if you'd describe them as needles, but if you went at that, it'd feel like lots of needles like that.
Oh, I've got one question.
It's not needles exactly. It's spikes and it's living. Hopefully it's living. A lot of them might be dead, but hopefully it's living.
What? Okay, now you've completely
I'll give you a visual clue.
This visual clue is like, I don't know if this is helping.
You don't get this on the Lorraine Kelly.
You really don't. You really don't. I really don't think I'm going to get this.
No.
As soon as you did that, I thought crown. And...
Okay, Anya, what do you think it is? Yeah, it's a hedgehog, yeah. Sorry about that. I'm sorry. It hurts even more that the producer got it, doesn't
it? Inside a plant. See, that's what threw me completely.
Well, where do you think?
Because my idea of a plant was like, you know, like a house plant. I was thinking cactus.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
See what I mean? So as soon as you went, it's living inside the plant. I was like, sorry.
Yeah.
I think of hedgehogs like in the woods. That's what I think.
Sometimes the clues will be more of a hindrance than a help. Okay. And that's Cuddle Club. Welcome to it.
But I get it. I get it. No, I understand now.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Are you ready for the quick fire round?
I'm ready.
Most wasteful thing you've done with cash or bougiest thing you've bought?
The bougiest thing I've ever bought? A car.
Yeah,
that's the bougiest.
Well, that's humble. Well, it depends on the car, I suppose.
A Range Rover?
Ooh, bougie.
That's bougie, isn't it?
Honda Jazz for me, 2011.
Honda Jazz! What?
And yes, it does stick by its name because it lays on a bit of a light show at the front.
Oh,
yeah,
hello.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Very nice.
Let me know if you need any more details about that. Okay, you've got a very cool name. You're lovely to look at, amazing voice, lush personality. So I'm going to have to know what your worst trait is.
My worst trait. I need my husband in here for this. Quite messy. Like clean. I'm clean, but
you're
I'm messy.
Clean. Yeah. Okay.
So like, I'll come in and I'll just like put my bag down.
Oh no, we couldn't get
like,
married.
It's all a bit like this.
No,
not all the time. But if my head is not clean or clear, then everything's messy. So this past week has been a nightmare. Mm.
Why have you had such a busy week? And thanks for coming in with a busy week.
No, thanks. Just promoting everything. And the thing is, because I don't just do one thing. So I do music, I do fitness, I do presenting, I do a radio show.
Oh.
So all the things, at times, they all intensify at one time.
Yeah.
And that's what happened this past week. So it's been like, whoa.
I see. You met your husband when he was a waiter and now he's a designer.
Mm.
Which do you prefer him doing?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I'd like mine in the house and never to leave. And I mean that in a really cool way. No, I want someone to have their own life. That's not true.
Definitely as a designer.
Yeah.
Because I've got to work with him a lot.
Oh,
and
great.
He's designed a lot of stuff that I've worn for photo shoots, for
That's
videos.
That's so nice.
For appearances. And because he's so good with his sense of fashion, he basically styles pretty much everything that I wear at all times.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
My God, you're a real power couple.
I love it.
I love it. I love it for you. I love it for me. Okay. Like a... hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water. Are you ready for like a bridge over cuddled water? Now, this is embarrassing because we haven't, since I introduced this, I'm going to say round, we haven't had a singer on. And I have to sing. I told you I'm tone deaf. So I sing a song, I sing Cuddle Where the Words Are, and you have to guess what song it is.
Ah, okay.
It's going to be even harder than the five questions.
This is going to be really hard. Yeah. Especially if you're tone deaf.
Yeah. I was in a band, you know.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
So then you have some musical ability.
No, it's a joke band. Oh. They often pulled the plug on us, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Enough.
I went to a singing teacher and he said, there's nothing I can do for you.
No, come on.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Oh, wow. True, this is going to be interesting then.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Any ideas?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Can we just rewind?
Sorry. We're all sorry.
I'll listen very carefully.
Okay. Let me just channel it. Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
No.
Does that sound anything like
that
it?
Because
that's the notes I'm getting from
no,
you.
No, that's nothing
okay,
like
then,
it.
Okay, then no.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
God, I wish we could reverse this the other way around. I wish you could do
I
this
could
round.
I could sing it to you.
Let me really try now. Hang on. Okay. Cuddle, 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 cuddle. It's very hard, actually, to replace the words.
Sounds the same.
Oh, does
Sounds
it?
The same.
Okay.
It was just more aggressive.
Could you sing Cuddle to the tune of Born in the USA? Because that's what it was.
Born in the US.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, you've got a lovely voice.
Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
Oh, that's lovely. That. Is. Oh, God.
Could you... I mean, I get it now because the Rocky sound that you were delivering.
Mm.
I'll give that to you.
Well, could I just voice note you to do these in the future?
Yeah, I could do them.
I know you're busy.
I'll be here for you, Lou.
I know you're busy, but, you know, if I just said to you, the only one it works with is money, money, money. Cuddle, cuddle. No, no,
wow. Up.
No, no, wait.
Which money, money, money were you just singing there, Lou?
Wait. Oh, cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
That had more of a tune.
More of a tune, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you've walked your way into voice noting
it's
me
so good.
Every week. Okay.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Do you like cuddling? I should ask a cuddle question.
I love cuddling.
Yeah, you appear that way.
That is my favourite thing to do.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I'm that awkward person, like, that if you don't like a hug when you first meet me.
Yeah.
I'm that person. That I'll just go in for it.
It's lovely. It almost seems old-fashioned now, post-pandemic. But I love it, but I hold myself back a bit more now.
Do you?
Yeah, I didn't with you. I can
tell
another one.
Yeah, we just went straight in.
I can tell another one.
I think you always know, don't you?
You do, yeah.
It's like this kind of unspoken connection that you have.
Yeah.
I kind of merge the words, though, hug and cuddle, and I call them huggles.
Oh, that's
my husband.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me a huggle.
That's cute. This is a rude question. Oh, no, I can't ask because it's actually politically incorrect.
Oh, is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you think you have kids?
Oh, that question.
It's rude, isn't it?
No, I understand why, but a lot of the time...
It is rude. You can't ask someone.
I've come to the point where I've realised, because a lot of my friends that have kids will ask that question. And I've now decided, I think, for parents, when they ask that question,
yeah,
it's mainly because they have experienced such joy with it.
Yeah.
And they love you. So they want that for you.
Yeah.
I think it comes from a good place.
Yeah.
It's
kind
of like, when are you going to join us? Because we know you'd be amazing and we know you're going to love it. It's more like that rather than them prying.
Yes.
And like expecting that you're going to want to have kids. I don't think it's a bad thing.
That's a good, compassionate way to look at it. And also, I think it's more about the person asking it. Every question is more about the person asking
that's
it.
That's true.
So I'm worried that I'm out of time or whatever, and I think, oh,
do you think?
Yeah, because I only want to have kids if I meet someone I love.
Yes,
like in a family thing, I can't be bothered to do it on my own. So I think I'm asking other people, meaning like, are we doing? Like is everyone doing this, or am I getting left behind?
Where are you at? Like that kind of thing.
Because if you were saying you weren't going to have, like, you know, I want whatever you want, but like, you know, then I sort of think, oh, if other people aren't having kids, then I can relax a bit.
Then
and
you
be
feel
like,
a bit
oh.
more.
But then I think. You'd also be a lovely mother, so it's
I
tricky.
I think for me and my husband, we've always done things on our own timeline very much so.
You're so young anyway.
Like, we were together 9 years before we actually got engaged.
Yeah.
And I remember even that time, everyone was like, when are you getting married? When are you getting married?
Yeah.
But again, it was because they were married and they were like, you two are so great. We'd love it for you.
But it justifies their choices as well. Like, my friend who's got kids was desperate for me to have fit kids.
They almost feel like they can access another level of friendship with you because then when you talk to them, you understand them on a completely different level.
Yeah, yeah.
Because as soon as my friends start talking about their kids, there's only so much that I can really identify with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I don't really understand.
Yeah. But also, you've got to make music and you've got years and years.
But
I'm
at that point where this is my genuine answer. I would love to be a mother.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. I can see the joy it brings. I've been at like my best friend's birth. I cried my eyes out as soon as her baby was born. Like, I definitely see the magic of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not rushing.
No, like, why would
I'm
you?
Loving my life now with my husband. Like, we have a really beautiful like friendship and connection. And I know that that's important and that's going to change.
Yeah. People that are so in love, it absolutely F's it when they're making their babies. So...
Oh yeah, go and tell us this one.
Are you quite romantic though?
Very.
I can see that.
Yeah, I'm like, my husband says I live in Disneyland in my head.
Oh.
I am a sucker for romance. I really am.
And you still got it 13 years in.
Yeah, I mean, we try and keep it alive.
Yeah.
You know, you have to try and be creative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like invent things, like try and make the magic.
Yeah.
I remember in the pandemic where we couldn't go anywhere, I made a den in the living room when it was our anniversary and was like, come in the den with me. And like little random things like that. You just got to make it fun.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for it.
I watched an interview with you and you said that you go home after Strictly all dressed up and everything. And it was a bit of a, you know, nice thing.
I mean, it was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Reignited the fire.
Yeah.
When do you ever dress up that much like for your partner and look different every single weekend?
Yeah.
You never
do. Yeah.
You never do.
Yeah. It's good you had the energy after all that dance. Well, you could put this music under anything. Right, have you got any health complaints? I'll look them up with Louise O'Hay.
Health complaints? Yes. I've been having a lot of sinus issues at the moment.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yep. It's really annoying as a singer. I have quite a natural rasp anyway.
Yeah.
But then when I have a sinus issue, it then can heighten it. Sometimes it can work in your favour, but other times it's a hindrance.
Yeah. God, I'd love to be able to sing and dance. Anyway, sinus problems. Irritation to one person, someone close.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Irritation.
Analyze who it is. And then you have to say, I declare peace and harmony indwell me and surround me at all times, all is well.
So it's someone that I'm irritated.
Yeah,
with.
It could be someone professionally.
Irritation to one person.
Has it got worse since you've come in the room with me?
I think.
Yeah,
my sinuses started to flare up. Actually.
Yeah, they've flared up, haven't they? Yeah.
Past 2 minutes. It could be, in a jokey way, it could be my dance partner, Vito from Strictly.
Oh, really?
Because what's quite funny is we got so close, like literally like brother and sister. Like, we would annoy each other and everything. And it was like I'd known him my whole life. And him and my husband got really close as well. And when we finished Strictly, he said to me, partner, you'll never get rid of me. I'm in your life. He was not joking.
Oh, wow.
He's in my life. Like, he was on stage with me at my gig. We voice note each other every day. Oh. He's planning. He's always planning the next thing we're going to do. So he's like, so next I'm going to come and I'm going to cook for you and Marcel and we're going to have a whole day.
Yeah.
So it's like, it could be a slight irritation.
Yes. Okay. Boundaries.
To him, let's say it's that.
You know, like the Strictly Curse affairs, etc.
Yes.
It'd be funny if he had an affair with Marcel in the end.
And funnily enough, I said this while I was on the show because I remember waking up one night and I was next to my husband and he was like messaging on WhatsApp and he was like, and I was like, oh, what's funny? And he was like, oh, Vito, he's just messaging. And I was like, sorry. And everyone was like, Fleur, it seems that it's going the other way.
Yeah, right.
It's cursed.
Blimey. Come on, let us in. What was your family like?
A lot of fun. Like, my mum and dad used to have parties growing up all the time. So I have clear memories of being like the age of 5, 6, like sleeping on a beanbag in the corner of the living room while my parents were living it up. Like, they used to play music every day in the house. We'd have people around all the time. It was always like a buzzing atmosphere. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's nice. Did they have a good relationship as well?
They did. They got on really well. The love of music tied them together. It's funny because, like, my father was 19 years older than my mother.
Yeah.
He passed away in 2020, sadly, but he was a lot older than my mum. So there were a lot of things they did not have in common at all. Music was the one thing that kept them together.
Yeah.
They did break up when I was 15.
Okay.
But even after that, they were just such good friends. Like, we would still do things as a family of four. We never really felt like that much of a strain in that sense.
Yeah.
And we had home cooked meals all the time because my mum and dad were both amazing cooks.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was a fun upbringing.
Oh, well, now she's asking. Have you ever had a best, worst or weirdest cuddle? Perverts, etc.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the music biz.
I remember going to like this music industry event and this man hugged me. And you know when it just feels wrong?
Yes.
Like, it was just a bit too long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like there's like a, it's like a time, isn't there?
Yeah.
That is acceptable.
Did he smell you at the same time?
It was just weird. Like, it was like, and then as he pulled away, this is the thing that's even weirder. It was the peck on the mouth.
No, he didn't.
I couldn't.
No, he pecked you on the mouth.
Oh, yeah. It was like a, mwah.
Oh.
I was like, whoa.
No.
It all happened so fast. I was like,
yeah.
What? And then he just kind of left. And I was like, huh? And I was just like, you've just kissed me.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah. What's happened, dear, is you've just kissed me.
What's happened? Yeah. And it was very awkward.
Ugh.
But it almost wasn't, it caught me so off guard because it wasn't like he lingered or anything like that. It was like, it was just his standard greeting. Like, it was kind of just like, mwah! And I was like, whoa.
Well, in the theatre, apparently, they used to do that. Like, everyone used to sort of tongue each other, hello.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I'll tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Okay, it's time for Alan de Botton. We're nearly at the end, you know.
There's a lot of fun going on here. I feel like I've stepped inside your mind, actually.
Alan de Botton is when you're too lazy to write the questions yourself. Alan de Botton does it.
Wonderful.
Ooh. Think of someone you admire. Without naming them, can you describe what impresses you about them?
Oh, that's a great question.
It's nice, actually. He's not usually that positive. He's usually like, what do you hate about yourself? Mind you, I asked you that. So don't need Alan for that.
For me, their resilience, you know, their strength, their ability to not be beaten down by the negatives in life. So even if they're going through the hardest time, they won't project that onto anyone else.
Yeah.
They can rise above it. They can be stronger each time.
Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom.
Mama.
Yeah. She's passed that on to me for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What generally in life are you avoiding? Could be my questions.
I'm avoiding this. What am I avoiding? Just negative people.
Yeah.
I love a good like vent every now and then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't like people that moan about the same thing and don't do anything about it.
That's my pet peeve as well.
Oh, it's like just are you going to do something to change this or am I just going to keep hearing about this?
Yeah, it's so boring. It's
like, come on, man.
But I did used to be quite negative. And then a friend said to me, you're so negative, I can't hang around with you. And then I went on a 15-year mission to like revert it.
15 years?
Yeah, it's when I was really young.
It's a long mission.
Yeah, like I read loads of books. I made me change my mind and now I'm quite positive. But I do think there's a difference between venting. It's not taking someone's energy.
Yeah, of course.
It's like,
this annoyed me. Well, yeah. That's fine. We all need to do that. We're all human.
When you're taking someone's energy because you're pushing on them the same thing again and again, it's so, so boring.
That we've all got our own problems.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm a very good listener. That's one thing that I'll pride myself on. I will always give time to my friends and my loved ones and I will listen.
Yeah.
But there's certain people that really just want to bring you down.
And also, it's about something so crap, like in little, and it's like, well, there's wars on and stuff. So
yeah, it's like,
do
you
grow up?
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Do you grow up, Sarah? No, are you joking?
If you're listening, no.
I don't know anyone called Sarah.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
By the way, you're playing for. Don't know if you'll be interested in this. You know, big series, interview a lot of people, and then there's a competition at the end for a meet and greet with my kittens. So I don't know how you feel about that.
Great.
Look at Fleming, really flitting. Being weird.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
Except I'm
busy.
I'm actually allergic to cats.
Oh, okay.
That would be a nightmare for me.
Okay, so lucky you didn't know that at the beginning because you know, you put your back into it anyway. But if you'd known that was a surprise, you might have been less, you know, dare I say, invested in the podcast.
Yes.
Quick question to end with, what's life all about? Okay. If you could.
Wow.
I know Lorraine Kelly goes there as well, but.
This is like throwback to uni, like where there's like an open essay question and it's like 10,000 words.
Yeah.
What is life all about? Discuss.
Hang on. What did you study at uni?
History and journalism.
Oh yeah. Fair enough. Not singing.
No, because I knew that I could do that outside of.
Love that.
Academia.
Yeah. Love that.
So I was like, let me study something that I actually enjoy that is separate to that.
Yeah. And I'll sing the answers to
them. And I will sing you my dissertation.
Henry VIII.
What is life all about?
Yeah.
Life is all about experiences and moments and memories. Like I'm someone who likes to always be very present in everything that I do.
Yeah.
So to the point where my loved ones get really annoyed that I don't respond to messages and things like that straight away.
Yeah.
But my thing is always, but when you're with me, how often am I actually on my phone?
Wow.
And they go, that's very true. That's you're literally amazing. Never on it.
That's amazing.
That's why they can never get a hold of me. Because if I'm doing something, I'm in it. If I'm having a conversation with someone, I'm with you. I'm not thinking about what I'm doing tomorrow. You know, and my husband and my sister are always like, Fleur, know when to leave. Because I'm that person, like, if I'm in something, I'm having a great time, I won't go. Like, I want the moment to last. I think that's what life is all about.
That's a superpower. To be in the moment is a superpower.
Mm.
And I do think then your life unfolds much better if it you're does. In the moment at each time. That's
it's
all
quality.
The power of now is about.
Yeah.
It's a whole fucking book about
that.
Yeah. You know, you save yourself the time. Just do it anyway. Cuddle calculator. Well, are you ready for your cuddle type?
Yeah.
Okay, I just put it into the cuddle calculator and then it just comes up with the cuddle type. So I haven't seen this either. Okay, let's get bigger kit. Okay, you are the chippies of cuddling. Hot, fresh, and everyone wants you on their table. That's not bad, actually.
Hot, fresh. Hot, sounds like a dish.
Hot, fresh. Well, it is. It's chippies. Hot, fresh, universally popular, and everyone wants you on their table.
Oh,
that's quite nice.
That is nice. Mm. Yeah, I think that's that sounds quite accurate. Like I said, because I love
cuddling. It's funny that they're always accurate, even though I'll let you into a secret. I actually write them, not the cuddle calculator. But how do
cuddle
I know?
Cuddle calculator is I.
But how do I know before I've met you?
And how do you know?
I always know, and there's usually something in it which is has come out in the chat or something, and it's sometimes I'm not going to say it's an act of God, my writing the cuddle calculator, but you've got to ask some questions, haven't you? You've got to ask if Jesus is by my side.
The Holy Spirit is speaking through you.
You've got to think some challenges.
This is your calling.
Going on.
I like it.
Yeah. Fleur, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. People can get your single right now.
Yes, count the ways. You can download it, stream it right now.
But I would suggest they watch the video as well.
Yes, please.
That's a real nice bit of style.
Very 70s
yeah,
vibes.
It's really nice. When are you going to bring out an album?
Probably at the end of the year.
Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to release singles throughout the year now. I'm doing it all myself. I'm doing it all independently, so...
Oh, wow.
I can kind of just choose as and when. I can literally wake up and go, let's drop the single tomorrow. Like, you know, it's that
great,
that free.
And then an album in time for Christmas.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
but no pressure.
People can follow you online, Twitter. Yes,
yes they can. Instagram. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. TikTok.
Well, I've left Facebook because of the Russians, of course. But
of course.
Well, it was actually because I wasn't getting enough traction, but it sounds better to say because of the Russians.
The algorithm.
Okay. Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
That was the wonderful, very talented Fleur East. Oh my God, she's on Instagram. She's got 800... No, eight... these are numbers I can't even say. They're so big. It's nearly a million followers if you shave off about 200 grand. Numbers are difficult. Anyway, she's got over 800,000 followers. I think she knows what she's doing. She doesn't need you to follow her, but you might as well. It's at Fleur East, spelt as you imagine. And she's also on Twitter, at Fleur East. Lovely. Oh, she's lovely talent, that one. So why don't you follow her? Why don't you follow Cuddle Club? Why don't you follow me? Why don't you follow the Lord Jesus? Because I told you at the start about my stomach flu. It is actually coming back a bit now, so I need to have another word. Look, lots of love. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.